What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Let's get down to business. We're going to talk about the driver coercion rule. So pretty much for the last number of years, we've had dispatchers, companies, corporations, shippers. They've all tried to push us. Okay. So how the driver coercion rule? First, you got to prove it. You can get phone calls, you can get text messages, you can get emails, basically almost anything to prove it, even conversations witnessed and corroborated by somebody else. Then you file that online. This will go in effect January 29th, 2016. Then you can file it online with the FMCSA, and they'll go from there. They can be fined up to $16,000. I didn't see any jail time, so just a fine up to $16,000. They tried to make it $11,000. People complained. I still think $16,000 for a giant corporation like, you know, Walmart or somewhere else, is pretty small. And I just think it's kind of, I think it should be bigger. Next on the agenda, the CSA score seems to be dead. The CSA score, the commercial carrier, I think it's CSA score, so it's Carrier Safety Administration score. I think it's dead. They've said they've blocked it from public view, but it'll go through a review and they might come back to it. We'll see what happens with that. Next I want to talk about is a delusional company. This delusional company decided to, they got shut down from tickets from fines from DOT. Then they pretended their company wasn't shut down. And I don't know what driver would work for a company like that, but someone did. And he himself, most likely. I hope this was a one-person company, but this guy ended up, you know, getting caught and getting jail time. Or when I caught, well, probably jail time and both fines. But the reason I bring this up is every driver, me, I've experienced this. Out on the road, I woke up, I'm missing 50 gallons of fuel. Guy stole 50 gallons of fuel from me. Okay? Delusion does not work. If you're out on the road and you got to steal fuel, your company's gone. Okay? You can keep lying to yourself. You can call your mama, your daddy, your Uncle Pookie Joe. Okay? But whoever told you your company was still operating, the minute you start stealing, it's not on, all right? It ain't on like Donkey Kong, right? Okay. You know, it's over. And it's amazing how so many drivers have a problem with that. I mean, if you haven't been paid in 2 or 3 weeks, it's over. If your company's been fined up the wazoo, it's over. Don't participate. This is the same thing with the guys who go to jail. You can't lie to yourself. You know, this is real. You can't, there's no fooling anybody, okay? You know, and this the new driver coercion rule, that let me explain that rule too, a little part of that too, because that rule is going to get other drivers caught too, by the way, right? If you out there cheating and your buddy, your dispatcher is, you know, is in cahoots with you, making sure you get that money, but someone else decides they don't want to cheat and your dispatcher threatens them, all the messages they send could be subpoenaed, okay? Yeah, it's just a fine right now, but that's the stepping stone. The bottom line is they could catch one guy for one thing, and that could lead to other drivers. And again, that leads back to the other thing, don't live in delusion, okay? Don't think because something's going on you won't get caught. You will get caught. You will go to jail, okay? You will go to jail. I'm not joking. You will, all right? So don't be fucking stupid. Don't sit there and think that, you know, you're going to lie to yourself and keep your business going. Shit's not going to happen. All right. Next on the agenda. Yeah, I'm moving through a little fast today. The next on the agenda is 18 to 21 year olds. They want to get them to drive trucks. So my thing is it should be based off experience. I think 18 to 21 year olds are being judged on age, and I think experience matters more. Like, let's say you're on a farm, right? And your dad is Farmer Jebediah, All right, and you know Jebediah ain't going to have you driving his tractor all crazy, boy. You get out there speeding in his tractor, he's going to take that baseball bat, put it upside your head, son. He ain't going to play that goddamn game. I know you think little Susie is all cute and you want to impress a boy, but believe me, when I got that 12-gun shotgun up on against your nuts, boy, you going to learn how to drive this tractor right. Okay? And that's what, to me, that person should be okay to drive. It should be based on experience. So, because, like, if you're an 18-year-old and you've grown up on a farm, you've grown up in an environment where you've been expected to be responsible, it's all different, right? You're not some weak fool who thinks that, that life's a game. You know, when I was training, I get these young guys, college guys, oh, man, you mean I have to lock the truck? Are you sure, sir? You sure you want me to lock the truck? We do not do that at Yardale or even at my home in the lovely suburbs where we're all safe. Right? You get that asshole. Or you get the brother from the hood who don't think that anybody can steal trucks because he ain't never seen it. He lives in Detroit. You know, he's seen all the crime in the world. It really should be based on experience. Because I have had 21-year-olds who are not mature enough to drive. I've had 35-year-olds who are not mature enough to drive. But typically, people who have had accountability in their life, like somebody who grew up on a farm, you know, that accountability, I don't care what race they could be, is going to surpass anything else. And that account, and also pressure. I think if you're an 18-year-old and you got kids, you got responsibilities to live up to, you're not just an 18-year-old chilling, you know, with the Xbox One or the video games all day, obviously you're going to take life a hell of a lot more serious, you know, weigh the pros and the cons of being a dumbass differently, because you're going to take your kids down with you, right? So that ends a lot of bullshit. So I think, to me, that's the way it should be done. I think age is the wrong way to judge anything anyway, you know, because age doesn't mean anything. You know, it's like when they judge people's licenses based on age. It's pointless, because you could literally meet a 70-year-old who could run, you know, fucking across the room like a 20, you know, run out and fucking, you know, be on a farm somewhere and fucking milking cows and, you know, bending steel with a fucking hand or shit, you know. And at the same time, you could get a 60-year-old who can't walk up the steps. You know, it's, you know, how you eat and how you treat your body long term is in just genetics. And those are things that you can't predict in that scenario as far as age goes. And on the opposite end, experience is what shapes an 18-year-old. You know, you meet a mature 18-year-old that is based on that, you know, their maturity, man. It's just, some people are just adults. You know, I've had young guys who come in with a business mindset, and I was like, that dude's going to have a fleet. You know what I'm saying? By the time he's 25. I was at a truck stop. It was one of my students. Y'all might have remembered him. He was the student who forgot the truck was in front of him. Yeah, some of y'all might remember that story. Let me recap that story. He was backing up. I went behind him to make sure he didn't crash into anything. He was perfectly fine, perfectly straight. He turned the wheel and slammed into a truck. I didn't think, you know, I couldn't understand how he did that. And he literally said he just forgot that the truck was there. So I learned a lesson as a trainer that apparently some students have problems at 22 years old with memory. But anyway, at the place waiting for the front of our truck to be fixed, I met a guy who was 27 years old. And he had he was 27 years old, and he had like 15 trucks. So it was kind of cool talking to him. And again, he's typical, you know, raised on a farm, mature adult, right? Forced to grow up early. Typical, you know, typical. Or, you know, a lot of young guys who are ex-military. Again, that's, you know, when you can go, you can drive a tank down a fucking street, you can definitely drive a truck. You know, you can fly a helicopter, we can trust you with a truck. You can mow down a city of terrorists, we can trust you with a truck. It's a little less responsibility there. So anyway, so that's my little view on that. That's my little take on that. Next thing I want to talk about is wintertime hygiene. I was watching my boy Sinister. He was doing a thing all on winter driving. I'm going to do a little thing about what I do as a day cabber, right? A slip seater, right? So a slip seat means that I get a different truck every day. When I get a different truck every day, I get nasty sons of bitches every day that I have to deal with. So first, let's talk about how nasty some sons of bitches is. Sometimes it's light nasty. Like, God, we had Thanksgiving, right? 2 days after Thanksgiving, guy, I go into the truck, and I'm like, damn, this truck smells like chocolate. I'm like, the fuck is this? I look under the seat. Dude has let his brownies in the right on the side of the seat. They've gooed into the floor. They've gooed and dripped and mooed and mushed everywhere because they've been squeezed by the seat from going up and down. So now I clean it up. Not the biggest of deals. Okay, not bad. You go from that to literally finding boogers on the button that opens the doors. So the first thing I have to do when I get in the truck is wipe it down. Okay, first thing I have to do. All right, every day. The next thing I have to do is wipe it down, spray it with Lysol, and disinfect. Then the nastiest thing recently happened where son of a human being, let's not say son of a bitch, right? Let's say son of a human being, right? Son of a human being left a peach pit in the center dash where I usually put my phone. You know, you got that, we drive Freightliners and they got this little center hole. You stick your phone in there. So it's a peach pit in there. I got to clean that out. That was in somebody's mouth. Right. Ain't even like a woman's mouth. You know, I know it was the trucker man. Like, maybe if it's a woman's mouth, I'd go, oh, okay, that's all right. You know, but, it's woman's mouth. So that's the kind of shit you got to deal with. Lysol, a must. Wipes, a must. Good pair of gloves that will resist water, a must. Try to bring your lunch. Because a great way to avoid being sick is not going into the store to buy food. If you can avoid going in stores, period. You know what I'm saying? If you got to pee at a few shippers, if you can pee at the shipper and pee at the consignee, that's dope. Because the less you have to do with people during flu season, the better. Okay? Also, when you get your food, I never use my hands to eat. For any reason, I never use my hands to eat. Right, even though I wipe everything down, even though I got disinfectant, you know, I spray stuff down, I never use my hands to eat. I take my, like if I got a bag of chips, open the bag, dump it in my mouth. Spray Lysol on the outside of the bag. Wipe it down. You know, always try it. That's the best way to go, okay? All right, so that's my little rant about that. Oh, the best kind of bag for that type of, if you're doing day cab, back off the tools. The amount of drivers that work where I work and are carrying crap loads of tools to work. You maybe an hour from the terminal. What the hell are you got like a ratchet set, bruh? What the hell you doing? You don't own the truck. You know, and you know, you're 50 miles from the terminal. Literally, sometimes they'll just call a mechanic and he'll drive up there, fix whatever's wrong, and drive back. There's no need for that. We're not, you know, got to get out of over-the-road mode. You know, some guys don't even bring a lunch. And that's something I do. And it's like, it's dumb now. It's like, dude, I was just at home that morning. Why am I buying food? I just bought groceries. Why am I buying food? That's dumb. You know? So that's one thing I've got to learn to change myself. You know, it's really, and it's like this weekend, like losing weight too. It's like, it helps you lose weight. But I was looking around today, and I'm at the mall. You know, I went out on Black Friday and bought stuff. And by the way, Black Friday is not crazy. If you let the assholes go first, let them act the fool, and then come afterwards. See, literally, if you go 30 minutes after the doorbuster bullshit is done, you won't get into craziness. You won't be fighting on Black Friday. Now, anyway, I'm in there, and I noticed something. Everybody is fat. I remember when I was the only town fat fuck. I remember when I was the town's fat fuck and everybody else was bone thin. What happened, y'all? What happened? How come y'all all so fat? You know, that don't make sense. Used to be just me. I remember they had the Husky department. That was me. They don't have a Husky department now. They just got, that's called the store. You know, it ain't nobody kind of Husky, especially women. Like women, all women are morbidly obese now. I haven't seen a skinny woman. Oh, it, I don't know. Wow. Every female you see is morbidly obese, man. When I was a kid, the only time a woman was like morbidly obese like that is after she had 2 or 3 kids. You could see a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old, an 18-year-old with a gut like she had babies and she ain't got no babies. This is amazing. It's like it's what we're doing to ourselves. It's not exercising and eating this horrible processed shit, man. It's like I got to get serious about my health, man. I'm too big, bro. Too big. I was getting serious about it, then I stopped, but definitely time to get back on it. I mean, 2 years ago, two on 3 years ago, I was 305. And I'm learning that one of the biggest problems of losing weight is the rewarding yourself. That, you know, I need a reward. I need to help myself. I need a reward. I need to be helped. You know, I need some coffee, ice cream, or, you know, because I'm so special, it's the holiday. That's got to go away, right? The more that you're just setting yourself back, and that's not a reward. You know what I'm saying? You reward yourself when you struggle to lose weight and you keep it off. I remember when I was working for Warner, it was one of the first big times that I literally basically become a vegetarian. I was like a vegetarian. I used to go to Subway all the time. And to the point where my students hated me. But what I would do is I would get subs with no meat. I'd just get cheese and then vegetables. And then after a while, I just got vegetables and no cheese. And that was it. That would literally, I would eat that 3-4 times a day. I was living that way. And I was losing weight like a motherfucker. You know, I was losing a lot of weight. And I decided to, again, reward myself, and I stuck myself right in the throat, man. I mean, I killed myself all over again. You know, I rewarded myself with obesity, right, and health problems and issues and crap that I still have to go through because I needed a reward because I'm so special. It's even like spending money. Like, you know, lately I'm realizing, like, I got to stay home. You know, on the weekends, I got to stay home, man. I got to stop. Unless I have a specific financial amount in cash from now on, I'm not spending no more money. You know, it's time to rein things in. You know what I'm saying? I remember one week, like last month, just my own stupidity, I went out and spent way more money than I needed to. And I hadn't paid one bill. Hadn't paid one bill. That's just bad, stupid. It's just dumb. That makes no sense. I gotta ratchet that in. It's gotta be specifics, numbers. It's like, you know, the other day, like my dog needs food. I know my dog needs food. Why don't I have that? I got the money, but it's like, you know, it's like if I didn't think of it, it should have been automatic. It should have been automatic, bought and when it needs to be bought, and that's it. It shouldn't even be a thought. You know what I'm saying? That's in the budget. And that is it. That's if one thing I'm going to do in 2016 and starting now, no more rewarding myself. I'm not special. No more weekend spending sprees. I got to stop that. You know, I can go out on the weekend. I don't go out. I'm just, you know, going out. But yeah, just because I can go out and buy something doesn't mean it needs to be bought. That's why I'm using this old mic that y'all listening to right now. It ain't perfect, but guess what? This show is free. Okay? Unless y'all want to pay for it, we going to work on it. And then as I get money that can be allocated for a hobby, right? Then the hobby will pay for it, right? And big checks from other things that I do on here don't come until next year. So when they come next year, then we'll have a new mic, right? Because I'm not... Everything from now on, 2016, from now, this point now, fuck a New Year's resolution. Now, from now till then, that's when it's going to be. That's my new thing, right? No more self-rewards. And from now till 2016, that's what I'm doing. Because we're not waiting till New Year's. Fuck that. Fuck New Year's. Fuck it. Because, I mean, again, it kills me every time I think about it. Almost 3 years ago, I was 305. I'm probably 330 right now. Almost 3 years ago, I was 305. You know, that is what happens when you reward yourself. And I think, let me tell you something. You'll go back to what I was talking about. When I was a vegetarian, yes, I was a vegetarian, basically. Not because I was guilty about killing animals. Oh my God. Right. But when I was a vegetarian, I have to admit, I lost all cravings for shit food. I lost cravings for fried chicken. I lost cravings for all that shit. You know, this is back in the day when I was on the road. Shit. I was on the road maybe, 8 weeks, home for 2 days. So I was, it was very easy to do. But, I got back to eating shit and got back to being fat. So if no more self-rewards. And that's going to be the New Year's thing. Anyway, I'm off on a tangent, all rambling and everything. Hopefully you guys got the gist of it. Talked about the driver coercion rule. We talked about 18-year-olds. We talked about a lot of stuff. So also, get your Lysol ready for wintertime. And I use carry-on bags for anybody out there slip seat. Use a carry-on bag. Limit what you can carry with yourself out there, because you need to start realizing you are 50 miles from a terminal. Get out of over-the-road mode. Okay, get out of over-the-road mode. There's no reason to be buying food out there. Bring it. There's no reason to bring a shitload. When I see a guy with a tool bag, a lunch pail, the size of a vault, and plus a backpack. I seen a dude the other day, two backpacks, a tool bag, and a lunch pail the size of a vault. Buddy, you cheating yourself, right? Get a regular lunch pail, put some regular food in it, and move on, And believe me, if you want to fix your financial problems, don't reward yourself, right? Don't reward yourself. Slow down. I ain't saying you got to stay home all weekend, but it's definitely time to not buy bullshit. If you don't need it, don't buy it, right? That's why I went out and bought some $20 candles this weekend. I'm working on it, damn it. I'm working on it. TruckDriver101.com. If you would like to help me afford more $20 candles, no, I'm joking. Go to TruckDriver. Go to TruckDriverBooks.com and you can get the book. It will help you up to a year of driving, help you build your career, explain what to expect in trucking, how much to pay for a trucking school. That's it, guys. TruckDriver101.com.